This goes to Troy Novak, NOVAKPAC. Fax 989-583-1914 regarding Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, Roe, R-O-E, birth date 12/20/1970. Dear Troy, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Roe with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, proteinuria, and hypertension. Her last visit was April 24th of this year. Her weight is stable. She would like to lose weight and is trying very hard to restrict caloric intake and to follow her diabetic diet. She was switched from Trulicity to Ozempic. Now she's on 1 milligram weekly, and she's hoping that will help her succeed with weight loss. She's also having edema and some painful varicosities in her left lower leg, and she's going to have an ablation done to treat that very soon. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. And minimal edema of the left leg and none on the right. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Losartan, 100 milligram daily. Topra, or a Maxide, is 75/50 once a day. Toprol is 100 milligram once a day, extended release. And the Ozempic is 1 milligram once a week. Physical exam. Weight, 270 pounds. Pulse is 101 and regular. Blood pressure, right arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 140/80. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, obese, non-tender. She has a trace of edema in the left lower leg and none on the right. Labs, most recent lab studies were done September 27th, 2023. Creatinine is slightly higher than usual, usually ranges between 1.0 to 1.2. It was 1.3 with estimated GFR of 49. Albumin 4.5, calcium 9.4, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 4.1, hemoglobin 11.8, white count was 11.0. Platelets are normal. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. Slightly higher, but she does fluctuate every time we check labs, between 1.0 and 1.2 usually. 2, hypertension is near to goal. 3, diabetic nephropathy. 4, proteinuria. We've asked the patient to have lab studies done again in December. We will check a microalbumin to creatinine ratio and an intact parathyroid hormone at that time. And then we'll do them every 3 months thereafter. She should continue to follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.